I want to say a few words of welcoming, because to me it's I never know if I'm welcoming people or people are welcoming me, if I think in these terms, you know, because I'm the one visiting, but you're coming. I don't know. So let's all be welcomed. And I actually like to be very specific about this for several reasons, but I'd like everyone who's here to feel as welcome as it's possible to feel welcomed. And you know, whoever you are, you know, whatever your story is, whatever the state of your mind right now or these days or this year, or whatever your sexual orientation, your gender or gender identity or gender expression, whatever your skin color, your mother tongue, the story of your people, you know, your age or your size or your abilities or your the conditions of your heart also, you know, whatever it is. If you're new or if you've been here forever in this practice, you're absolutely welcome. So in this practice, we really want to take notice of who we are and what it is to be us together and to be this being. So every part is actually very important. So no part is left out here of you. Yeah. And the beautiful parts we're going to celebrate, and the difficult parts we're going to also attend to. Yeah. So it seems very, very important, especially when we come in a kind of a spiritual milieu. Sometimes we're not sure if we belong or not for a reason or another, and in this practice we do belong. And so I'm going to try to be inclusive in the way I'm going to speak, include your experience, and I'm going to fail because I'm in a particular location with a particular amount of consciousness around all this stuff, you know, that we are and our different experiences. So I'm going to try, and it's probably not going to be perfect success. If there is any part that feel like ouchy for you, I want to know. And I don't want to impose this on you that you have to educate me or anything. But if you're like, I cannot leave without telling him that little bit, you know, that seemed like it was not included, I do really want to know that. So that's, I don't know if that makes for a warm welcome, but that that would be the intention here. There's a few points to me that are important as we start kind of retreating like we're doing, or going on an exploration of the human heart and mind. And this is one of the points. Personally, just to say, as a gay man, for example, in a spiritual environment, I'm not always sure. Like, am I going to be told that, you know, the way I love or something is going to be welcomed or not? You know, so I'm just saying this. So, voila, you know, or you know, maybe another one I'm going to throw out there that's entrusting you a lot by doing this. But as a HIV positive person, also, I'm like, oh. What is my, you know, it might be something in the back of my mind that might be held, you know, like, oh, is that included? Yes, it is, you know. So your story also is completely included. another thing that to me helps me relax, and I hope this is doing that, or maybe it will later in a few more minutes. The study or the exploration of the mind-heart is not an easy thing to do. And it takes a certain amount of feeling safe, you know. So there's a few things that I, as a kind of a guide or leader or spiritual friend, I can do. And all the use of my language today will be to create some of this, you know. in an imperfect way again. One of the things that are very that is very helpful to me is to remind myself or become aware, tune in on that level, the level of generosity. So, for this to happen this weekend, it maybe you've sensed this with Joyce's few words. For something like this to happen, it takes a lot of generosity. Tell me if the sound is not good enough for you, because I tend to go. I'm gonna try to stay centered and see if that's enough volume like this. Yeah. And so there's a lot of schleppings of things and thinking about stuff before this happens. Like, for example, I've never sat on such a fluffy cushion. So I can come back anytime I'm invited. I'll be happy to be back. So somebody was very thoughtful here. And so this didn't happen on itself. In a non-profit organization, it takes somebody to do this, and the stage and the registration, and even the, I think to rent this place, probably one has to think at least a year in advance, maybe more than a year, maybe closer to 2 years. So it even touches me to say that, to think that we're sitting here and maybe a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, somebody was thinking, in 2 years, maybe it would be good for us to get together in a place like this, you know, and do what we're going to do. So there's a lot of attending, you know, of answering emails or of all kinds of things that, and so it's good for us to reflect on this, if it works, you know, for you, to actually be aware of this, because that I think it might make the whole system relax and feel like, wow, I've been welcomed here and I'm held, you know, and I've been, some people have thought about this for a long time, that it would be nice that we would come, you know, so here we are. And so we're in this environment where there's a lot of generosity going on. It's good to be aware of that. Another thing that helps me as a practitioner, especially when there's a lot of us coming together like this, and I'm an extrovert, so I kind of like being with people. So I can imagine if you're an introvert, that might be a lot of people for you in your experience. Maybe not, who knows, and we'll see. But one thing that makes everything more fluid and more easeful is if we become all aware and take this kind of commitment that we're of non-harming. So we come here with this really clear intention not to harm anybody in any way while we're here for 2 days. And we're going to be careful around this. I actually don't want in any way to hurt somebody. And so to be aware, like, oh, wow, we're all in goodwill. Is that the way to say it here? So, you know, and that doesn't like prevent everything, but I think that can be pretty powerful, you know. And so we're going to be careful in so many ways. So, and that's also the practice of mindfulness or awareness that we're going to be developing, is to be attentive to what it is to live together as a community, you know. And the way to say it is Vim, right? Vim, the Vim community, Victoria Insight Meditation, right, June? So the Vim community already exists. It's alive and vibrant. And this weekend here, there's a community that is forming. We come and maybe we look around. There's a lot of strangers. But there's something we have in common, is we're curious about the human heart, maybe, or the human mind, and what it can do for us, how it can create stress and difficulties, trouble for ourselves, you know, how the psyche can be become a good friend, you know, for ourselves and others. And so we all have this in common, so it's good to tune into this, because sometimes in our habitual way, we'll see people as obstacle, you know. I don't know if that's like this for you, but if I'm not attentive, sometimes I'll be in my city walking around and kind of half-consciously hold people as obstacle to where I'm trying to go or what I'm trying to achieve, you know, whatever. And so here we're inviting a little bit more I don't know, it might take the form of tenderness. Like, wow, look at this. We're all here together and we come with goodwill. Not only that, we have many things in common. Some of the things we have in common is that we're often separated from what we want, no? In big ways sometimes and in small ways, but we all, I think, have this in common that we sometimes we would like something to happen and it's not exactly, it's almost it or not it at all. Or it's amazing to be a human being because that's kind of a typical or natural experience of the human being to, you know, encounter dis-ease or discomfort in relationship or in work or in living situation or feeling unseen, maybe. And some of us, it's stronger experience than for others. But there's something, we're in that field when you're a human, when we're a human being, it's we're sensitive, right? We have senses, so we're touched by the world. And so here this weekend, we partly come to become aware of this. Wow, we're on the same boat in different locations, you know, different, you know, situations, economical or racial or different ways, you know, psychological or what happened in our histories. But we have in common the fact that we live in some uncertainty. You know, we don't know what's coming exactly for us, each one of us. Crazy or scary or touching, you know. Wow. This is our humanity. And so we come to look at this and feel into this maybe here at this weekend. And so we're going to try to take really good care of each other here this weekend. And it'll show up the opportunities for practice of compassion or benevolence or loving kindness or attention as we move about, like when we'll move from sitting to walking, and there'll be a lot of these movements, you know, going out, coming in. So how we walk around is going to be a really great opportunity for practice, actually. Not, you know, we can see it like this, like, oh, let's see, now we're going to move out and try to reach our shoes. How can we, can 110 people do this at the same time? You know, it's going to require a lot of attention, a lot of care. We're going to be invited. It's going to be an opportunity to be careful, right? So it's great in this way. So we're protected by our own desire to be careful with ourselves and others, and we're protected by others' desire or intention to be careful, right? And then we have this practice that we're going to explore. I'm putting words on them on it. I'm going to use the word amazing practice. I'm speaking from my point of view. And so I don't want to impose that it's an amazing practice. You know, if you're coming here for the first time, you might not be sure at all that it's an amazing practice, you know. And so please, and that's valid for the whole weekend, really, in you're going to do this, but it's good that the guy on stage says that, you know. Please keep your inner critic, your intelligence at work here, you know. You see for yourself what sounds right, or, you know, we're not in a system where we're invited to believe anything here. We're coming in to develop a kind of attention that will allow us to see for ourselves what is what, you know. So from my point of view, I would say we're going to practice this amazing practice that I experience and have seen in others as powerful and extremely simple. It's a practice of just paying attention, just being there in a particular way. And we'll define over the weekend what this particular way is. But one of the first maybe features is it's an attention that is we bring an attention that is a little, is not a habitual, superficial attention. We're going to bring an attention that is just a little bit more, I want to say today, generous. Just a little bit more full than usual to the life happening now. And the life happening now might be a lot of different things. I'm going to try to name a few over the weekend and now. So the life happening now might be not much. You know, you might be just sitting there, some kind of buzzing in the room, some kind of middle range temperature, you know, nothing outstanding, not great cold, not great heat. And it might be just something like this that we're going to attune ourselves with. What is the experience of sitting now? You know, this experience now. So it might be something very kind of neutral, we could say, not much happening. It might be also for you as you sit here or walk here or move about here, the experience might be intense, you know, like a lot of, I don't know, confusion in the mind, doubt or rehashing or, you know. And so we're going to attend to this also. It might be extremely pleasant. Some of us might be sitting or walking and being in delight, you know, in lightness of heart or spaciousness of heart. And so if that's what's happening for you, then you'll be attending to that, yeah? We don't, seems like, we don't exactly get to choose exactly, you know. We sit here and we discover a little bit what's happening in this heart, mind, and body. Being in your body might be comfortable, it might be uncomfortable, yeah? And so our, I don't know if it's the job, it's the right word, but our task or what we're going to explore is tuning in and just seeing what is it like if I stay instead of checking out or leaving in different projects, or what is it like if I stay around in this body or heart or room? What will be revealed? Yeah. So it takes a, for some of us, maybe it'll take a little bit of a leap of faith, right? Like, I'm not sure that this is useful to do. Like, I'd prefer planning, maybe, or thinking about the herbal potential future that's coming for me, you know. But what we're going to try to do is see if we can stay around and just notice what's happening. So we're going to become more sensitive, yeah? Like, plug into the senses a lot. Sensitive. And at the same time as we become sensitive, we're also going to become maybe more calm or pacify the mind or stabilize, something of that nature, balancing, quieting. So becoming, if we were just becoming sensitive or sensible, sensitive is the right word. That could be a little scary, but we're going to become sensitive and at the same time create a lot of stability in the mind. So we'll be able to receive the world more fully, the inner world and the outer world, if we put it like this, more fully. So that will allow some kind of deeper reading of life, deeper being touched in a deeper way, or allowing a feedback loop that is not possible when we're stuck, as usual, in our ideas about the world, you know. Could be like this, should be like this. I could be like this. I'll become like this when I do this. You know, all the ideas we have, we're going to drop them probably several times per minute. And just come back to noticing what's here now. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a few words on the field there. And so we're going to alternate sitting meditation and walking meditation, and I'll talk about the walking for those of us who are new after the sitting here now. Can that work? Is that a good program? We'll see what will happen. So maybe we'll try this a little bit, like something like a half hour sitting. Probably we'll alternate between half hour sits and half hour walks. It's probably going to be a kind of a standard that will be reachable for all of us, workable. So if you're good in your seat, you can stay there if you want, because you've been here for a little while now. If you want to stand up and stretch before the sitting, it might be a really good idea to do that.